Roberts on The Fan. Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and
Fan. 10:05 on The Fan, and a very good Thursday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Carrying right through till 1 o'clock. Oh my God! And then there were two. Mike's on. Frances on The Fan, live, living color from the Museum of TV and Radio in Midtown. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. I got to tell you, before we get into the great Mets signing, tremendous job by the Mets getting Swarzak. I'm sorry. Oh, my God. I was doing dances when I got home yesterday. With that said, I'm getting a little bleary-eyed, bro.
About Mike?
Yeah. I'm getting like nostalgia is starting to set in here a little bit. I mean, this is like the end of an era is staring us in the face. Aren't you a little bothered by this?
I saw Mike 2 days ago, and I looked at him. I said, I got to tell you something. He's like, well, what's that,
kid? Okay, yeah, what do you want to tell me?
I said, I'm going to really miss you. And he looked at me and said, I'm going to miss you guys, too. Okay. I'm going to miss you guys, too.
Was there a tear coming down yet?
Not quite.
No tears. Tomorrow I expect tears.
I think there will be, yeah.
I think there will be.
I think it's going to be very weird for us on Monday. Because I know for a lot of people, January 2nd will be when it really sinks in, because he takes these weeks off anyway.
Right.
But usually we're the ones filling in for Mike. We're playing the music.
Right,
we're singing.
Right, or dancing, all of this.
Monday, we're doing our show. We're on till 2.
Yeah. So this is,
it's weird.
So tomorrow is a historic day. Not only is Mike is his last day, and, you know, it's the end of an era. I mean, it really is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also our final 1 o'clock ending show.
How about that? That's the end
because
of an era,
starting
too.
Starting next week, we'll be 10 to 2. And then, of course, we'll be off a couple days for Christmas week, Monday and Tuesday. And then, of course, we got to get the last pound of flesh, as I say. So, of course, Evan and I will be filling in the afternoon from 1 to 6:30.
But wait a second. I thought the shift was still 2.
I mean, it's us, so you got to throw an extra hour. It's them. You know, I could say something, I won't. And then after that, the day after New Year's, it all starts.
Crazy, man.
Are you kidding me?
I'm actually very excited about our show being 10 to 2 because I feel like there's a lot of days. I think there's a lot of days when we come in, especially on a Monday.
Right, right.
Where there's just so much stuff to talk about and we barely get to talk about
it. It's true.
So, like, certainly there are days in which maybe you don't feel as busy as other days, but nevertheless, I'm kind of overall excited about the extra hour. We still get off at a great time for our lives.
Oh, yes.
Like
yes.
1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, yes. It's okay.
Yes, yes.
So I'm looking forward to
Mike
that
said
aspect.
Yesterday, he goes, okay, you're actually going to have to work now. Is that what he said? Are you going to work now? Okay.
Mike, the secret is we're not really working. We watch sports and then we talk
the
about it.
The hardest part of the day, and I tell this to everybody, because what we do, I mean, let's be honest, and you and this is why I love you, is because you're like me. I mean, you don't take yourself seriously. You don't take what we do really seriously. It is what it is, fun and games. The hardest part of our day is getting here.
Oh, absolutely.
And you have now, and now that you live in Westchester,
yes.
You have now learned what that's all about.
It's incredible.
That's the hardest part of the
day. From the moment I left my home this morning to when I walked into the building, it took 2 hours and 35 minutes.
Oh, man.
Our show is almost shorter than that.
No, you're not wrong. You are 100% right. For me, it's like I got a 7:15 train I take. I usually get here about 9 o'clock. It's not terrible, but you still, you know, you got to get up, you got to make the train, you know, all of that.
That is definitely the most difficult part
of
our day. You're right.
No question about it.
But look, we sit here like Mike has for a million years, and we talk about sports.
That's it.
And we're actually legitimately passionate about it.
That is true.
It's not forced. It's not like we're talking NASCAR. That would be forced, I must admit. I had to do that a decade ago. I had to talk NASCAR.
Yeah,
I didn't give a damn.
That couldn't be easy.
It was not easy.
No.
A couple of things about the baseball last night with the moves. I was very happy, I admit, very happy when the news broke that the Angels of Anaheim
got Kinsler.
Had acquired Ian
yes,
Kinsler.
I am with you there.
And
agreed.
I want to make something clear. I think Ian Kinsler is a very solid Major League Baseball player. I think he had a fine career. He's solid defensively. He can steal a base. He's got pop in his bat. But I want to explain why I don't want him on this team. I want a little bit more youth on this baseball team. And that doesn't mean the starting second baseman needs to be 22. But I don't want the starting second baseman to be 36 in June. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's not to say Kinsler couldn't have come here and had a big year. Maybe he would. Contract year, the last hurrah. It's possible.
Right.
It's just that my mindset right now, because they're kind of resetting the lineup a little bit. The pitching is going to be the same situation where they just need guys to be healthy. Who knows what's going to happen? But there's kind of like a transition going on right now with position players. And instead of replacing older guys with older guys, I want them to go out and add a little bit more athleticism and a little bit more youth to this team. That's why D. Gordon, who I'm not saying he's 25. I know D. Gordon's 30.
Right,
but 30
right.
isn't 36.
No.
There's a difference.
No.
I just want to see this team add younger players to this roster. And maybe Ian Kinsler's going to go to Anaheim, and it's going to be great there. And they've had a very aggressive offseason. They brought in Jim Johnson from the Braves. They brought in Ohtani. They have Trout. They may be trading for Chase Headley. We'll see. But just for where the Mets are and where I envision them to be, I want youth on this team, or at least guys who aren't closer to the end than the middle.
No, hey, I'm with you 100%. So I don't know what they're going to do. I saw something today about Todd Frazier, and I don't know if that's really realistic or not. And then something about Todd Frazier that he could play second base now? What was that?
No, he played third as Drew Boyd.
I know, but did you see that?
No, that's not. I think I'll give you two positives about Todd Frazier, even though I do not want him on this team.
Right.
But
you would take him, though, would you? I mean,
I don't prefer him.
I understand, but then if they don't do nothing else, I mean, if you give me Todd Frazier,
that's
not fair. Something.
That's the question. Would you rather have nothing or Todd Frazier?
Well,
is that really the question?
Well, it probably is.
Okay, then yes, you got me.
I mean, because what do you think they're doing anything else? Seriously, I don't know. Am I supposed to believe that the Mets are doing anything else?
I think they will do other things. I just don't think it's going to be what you or I want.
No, well.
Here's the positive about Todd Frazier.
Got Swardzyk.
Which is fine.
No, it's fine.
I'm not against it.
I'm not saying I'm against it. You just can't get nuts about Swardzyk.
No, it's one of the many people. Look, the Chicago Cubs, if I said to you the Cubs signed Steve Cishek, you'd say, okay, well, what else? Well, then I would tell you they signed Brandon Morrow. And then you'd say, okay, that's fine. What else?
What
then
else?
I'd say they signed Tyler Chatwood. Like, the Cubs have made five moves. None of them are blockbuster.
No.
But they're all solid
moves. Well, you start to
pile
it up. It starts to become quantity, and there's something going on.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's what's going on here.
Well, I think they will do other things that just may not be what I want. Like, I don't really want Todd Frazier. Now, I think one of the perks of Todd Frazier is the leadership and his ability to play first base.
Right.
But he's basically a Mendoza line hitter who strikes out a million times.
I understand.
And I don't want these all or nothing players. The Mets have had a lot of that.
You know, speaking of a Mendoza line player.
Yes.
Who did I see a couple days ago that they might look at because of Callaway, Mike Napoli? Did you see that?
Well, yes. And what's
your thoughts on him? Because I think he batted 193 last year.
He did
29 homers.
My thoughts on Mike Napoli would be this. He would, kind of like Frazier, add the veteran leadership that I think they need in this locker room.
Right.
And he would basically be the insurance policy for Dom Smith. Like, I think Napoli makes sense if you're looking at him as the right-handed alternative to Dominic Smith. The problem is the Mets may already have that in Wilmer Flores. They already may have that on their roster.
That's true.
I'm not as against Napoli as I am Frazier because I think Frazier's just going to cost more. He's going to be a multi-year guy. And if you're going to go out and spend money, go out and get the best. And if you're not sure of Dom Smith and you don't think he's that good, then I don't want to sit here on Twitter and read that the San Diego Padres are the favorites for Eric Hosmer. You go sign Eric Hosmer.
Well,
if you don't believe Dom is the answer at first base, go out and get a guy that not only adds the leadership stuff that everybody loves about Todd Frazier, but he's really good at baseball.
And actually moves the needle for the fan base.
Yes.
How about that? Which is something they and we talked about this endlessly, to complete the stain that management has for the Met fan base. I mean, it's ridiculous. So right now, opening day, give me the lineup opening day.
Well, they're going to make moves, though.
All right, but what do you envision the lineup opening?
What do I think they're going to do?
Yeah. Is Dom Smith opening day first baseman? Dom Smith first base opening day.
I can't guess what they're going to do.
What do you think?
I don't know what they're going to do. I can tell you what I would do.
What I would do and what most Met fans would do is not what the Mets
I know. We have a very different line of thinking.
Right.
Like, I have this idea. It's a crazy idea where I want a guy, and I thought D. Gordon could fit it. I thought Billy Hamilton could fit it. And I think Cesar Hernandez. I want a real leadoff hitter.
Okay.
I want a guy that can get on base and steal bases. Now, I know Billy is not nearly as good a hitter as those other two guys.
Right.
I fully acknowledge that. But Billy Hamilton is a game changer on the base paths. He's a game changer. And I would want a guy like that. So, but the Mets don't. Like, they were going after Ian Kinsler. Ian Kinsler was going to be their leadoff hitter at 36 years old.
No, I know.
So, I think just my vision as a fan and what I want to see him do is far different what they're thinking. If I have to guess what they end up doing, I think they're going to sign some kind of veteran probably to platoon with Dom Smith. Mm. I wouldn't be surprised if Mike Napoli's
okay.
here. I think they're going to add either a third baseman or second baseman. But again, I think the guy they add is going to be somebody that you go, about, and I go, no thanks about.
Yeah, right.
Because clearly they're moving in that direction. Jason Kipnis, I don't mind.
No, I like Jason Kipnis. I'm good with that.
I've thought more about it. He has injury history, which is fits right in with this baseball team.
He's a professional player, though.
He's a pro, and he's not as old.
He's
like,
not 100.
I think he's 30, if I'm not mistaken.
That's not bad. Not terrible.
So I wouldn't be against bringing in a guy like
Kipnis. Who's our center fielder opening day?
Juan Lagares.
No doubt, in your mind.
Probably.
Is Conforto?
No.
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 Okay, so
Michael Conforto will play on
our right fielder at opening day?
Brandon Nimmo. Oh.
Not even Jay Bruce, right?
No. In all seriousness, I've always thought they'd end up with Jay Bruce because I think the market will be cool for him the way it's been the last 2 years at the trade deadline. So I made that prediction here like 6 months ago.
Right. And the catchers, of course, we don't have to worry about catcher because we're set there with Darnold and Plawecki. We're set, bro.
Yes, and by the way, there was Met news this morning that I should let everybody know about.
Okay, who's playing Santa at the Christmas party? Is that what you're going to tell
Anna
me?
Anna Benson.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Of course. When you think of Met Christmas party, you think of Anna Benson.
Right, well.
The Mets selected a gentleman in the Rule 5 draft and promptly sold the man to the Kansas City Royals.
What did they get, $100,000 for him?
So they got a couple of bucks. And what's hilarious is that I feel bad whoever runs the Met Twitter account. I really do. They have to tweet stuff like this. And the responses they get from Met fans are just hilarious.
It's just obliterating them, right?
Oh, they get crushed.
Yeah, well.
Somebody was like,
do the Mets expect? I mean, of course you're going to get crushed.
I saw this. Somebody retweeted it or tweeted out about it that somebody tweeted at the Met account, do you need money for a flight home from Florida?
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's a shame.
What a disaster.
They lost somebody else in the Rule 5. They claimed an infielder named Andrew Eli from the Cubs. So there you go. There's your second baseman.
Andrew Eli,
if it's pronounced that way.
Silly me.
But there's other stuff going on. Like the Orioles are really aggressively shopping Manny Machado, which here's what I'd say for the Yankees and Mets about Machado. For the Mets, they probably have to give up guys they don't want to give up, like DeGrom and Syndergaard. And right. Let's get to the bigger factor. They're not re-signing him.
That's it.
So right?
It's not, Manny Machado, it's not even a pipe dream in my mind.
Oh, God, he'd be so perfect.
Of course, but it's not even a pipe dream in my mind
now,
from what you just said.
Now, here's the issue for the Yankees, right? I think Manny Machado, of all the free agents next year, would be the guy I would target Yankees with all the money that they are now.
That's who Ernie wants.
He's right. He's actually 100% right about that. And I think the Giancarlo trade only reinforces that.
Right.
But I would be worried about dealing big prospects to the Orioles, not only because they'd be in Baltimore and who knows if they blossom into stars, but I'd almost be saying, you know what? I can wait a year and sign him for nothing.
I'll tell you right now, if I'm an Oriole fan, I'm delirious if you're trading Manny Machado to the Yankees. I mean, Peter Angelos, would he really do that?
I don't think he will, but let me ask you this. If the Chicago White Sox, the San Francisco Giants, and the Yankees submit significant offers for Machado, and the Yankee offers just the best,
right?
What do you do?
I don't know.
That's a tough spot.
Yeah.
Like, don't you have to worry about yourself?
I mean, I guess you do.
But if I'm
then you got to deal with this guy though 19 times a year.
That's assuming he resigns.
They're going to resign.
Well, yes, we assume that. But I think the Yankees could also be very conservative about it and say, we're not offering big-time prospects. Like, you're a free agent at the end of the year.
Right.
We're going to go out and sign
you. There's no way I would deal him if I'm the Orioles.
If
I'm not getting something significant for Manny Machado, even on just as a rental, if you will, I'm not doing it.
Well, here's the other thing about them trading Manny Machado. They should be signing Manny Machado.
Of course.
This is the face of their franchise. He is a generational talent, in my opinion.
By the way.
Yes.
Go ahead. Continue on.
No, he's great. That's all.
No.
He's great.
Because I forgot this. And when I heard this morning, this aggravated me more than the Mets doing nothing, except Swarzak.
Go ahead.
The Marlins traded Ozuna to the Cardinals?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll tell you right now. I mean, you know, just disband the franchise.
Yeah.
I mean, they make the Mets look like they're like the Yankees. I mean, that's unbelievable.
They are disgraceful.
That is a disgrace. So when they trade in Yelich, we get into the Yelich sweepstakes?
Yelich is affordable. They may hold on.
Can we get into
a
Yelich sweepstakes?
They don't have enough to get Yelich, the Mets. You don't want to give up DeGrom?
I mean, what are you going to do? Give up DeGrom? They don't want DeGrom. They want low-level prospects. They don't have to pay.
Yeah, but I don't think the Mets have that. That's the biggest problem.
They're gaining. You know what? Maybe here's what we do. We'll give for Yelich, we will give a Jeter gift package that he used to give to his girlfriends after they left. What's wrong with that?
Maybe he gets it done.
Little memorabilia, right? Couple balls, signs, some flowers, a little of that. You know?
You
$100 gift card to Macy's. We're good to go.
You are right on. And I've heard people
try. What a disgrace the Marlins
are. I've heard people try to defend this. This is embarrassment.
There's no defending.
And Rob Manfred should be embarrassed. Like, can't you check out and ask the new owners, guys that are trying to buy a team, hey, what's your plan? Like, what are you thinking of doing? Marcelo Ozuna doesn't even make that much money.
Unbelievable.
Yet. And here's the other sick part. So they've traded D. Gordon, Marcelo Ozuna, Giancarlo Stanton.
Oh, my God.
You know how many top 100 rated prospects they got back from those three guys?
None.
Zero.
That's unbelievable.
Zero.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
They got none.
I would have took Ozuna with the Mets.
Oh, really? I would take it all three.
Of course. Well, take him. I mean, I don't care. We'll find a place for him to play.
Yes,
the
center
Mets
field.
Said, oh, they could have got it for nothing, and he isn't making any money. How about say, hey, you know what? We don't need Ozuna.
It's amazing.
Because then, you know, now, well, the one thing about it is Ozuna only hit about 900 against the Mets. It was ridiculous.
See, that's the positive the Mets are getting out of this.
That's the only
good
thing.
All these guys are leaving the division.
Is that the Marlins are worse than
they are. The Marlins.
Yes.
And I heard an interview with Don Mattingly. And Don Mattingly tried to put on a good face. How this is exciting. You know, so many opportunities. And I will say this, because Steve Phillips did the interview, and I really laughed. I got to give Steve credit. You made me laugh. So they're interviewing Mattingly about getting rid of all these guys.
Right, Mattingly
starts talking about JT Realmuto.
Right.
Oh, he's such a leader. He reminds me of Yadier.
Who said this, Mattingly?
Mattingly's going on about Realmuto.
What Phillips say? He's gone, Phillip, by the way. He's gone tomorrow.
Yes. He interrupted him and said, by the way, Don, Realmuto just got traded.
He was kidding.
Of course he was kidding.
But it's probably going to happen in the next couple days.
It's going to happen.
But the Mets don't need him because they don't need a catcher. Set a catcher.
Why would you need a catcher? You got Travis Darno and Kevin Plawecki.
We got a two-headed monster there.
They did get A.J. Ramos from the Marlins. That's true.
They got Piazza from the Marlins.
And Dennis Cook.
Right.
And Carlos Delgado.
Exactly right.
And Al Leiter.
Forgot about that.
A lot of the Mets' success has come from the Marlins.
You know what? But, hey, they don't need Gordon. I'm not even going to bring up Giancarlo. They don't need Gordon.
Gordon or Ozuna would have been amazing.
Giancarlo, because for the guy who got ticked off because I said, you got to get, oh, you're not saying his name right. Giancarlo.
Why don't we just start calling him Cruz? That's what his mom calls him. Don't call him Cruz. Make things easy.
His mother calls him Cruz.
Yeah, that's one of the names he has. Giancarlo, Mike, Cruz. He's got a lot of names. Yeah. G. That's Giannotti, though. I don't think of Stan.
Yeah, there's only one G.
I think of Giannotti.
It's like Lowe. There's CeeLo, Lolo.
There's so many names for this guy. What does your wife call you? Something else?
God only knows what that is.
Not arable.
Not arable. I don't know if that's good or bad. We could go. It's a gray area.
It can
we'll
go.
We'll make it a mystery.
Yeah, I understand.
Matters the mood she and you are in, I guess.
Oh, my God.
CeeLo's got the update. John Heyman's going to join us. Now, John has already warned us. He's not feeling well. So
yeah,
hopefully.
Because now he's lost three in a row in the Thursday night picks. That's why.
Hopefully, John can get through 5 minutes with us, is really the goal.
Yep.
We'll also talk to Sweeney a little bit later on, Peter King, Paul Dottino, and of course, your telephone calls, Beningo and Roberts, on a midday Thursday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.